Music on Beaver Island, Michigan has always been essential to island life, but it also draws the interest of outsiders, such as musicologist Alan Lomax, for its unique color, which draws from a history of Irish-American fiddling, songs and ballads of the Great Lakes, and a Grand Ole Opry set list established in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. At the heart of this unique living tradition is Ed Palmer, who's been entertaining folks on Beaver Island for 50 years.
Well, when I was young fella on Beaver Island here, I heard the old-timers play the music, and I always loved the music, the piano and the guitar and the fiddle. And I learned how to play the piano, and then the harmonica, and then the guitar, and started playing for dances and weddings and birthday parties and some of the pubs up here, and I kept playing. I worked on the boats in Ludington down there for a while, and then I went in the Army and went to Vietnam and come back and continued on playing music, entertained all the Beaver Islanders. And as years went by, the old timers kind of passing away, and so I'd play for their funerals and continue on playing with their kids as they're growing up.
Ed Palmer learned early on not to look at the piano or guitar while he played, but to watch the crowd of familiar faces. For him, playing music in the dance hall is like having friends over and making sure everyone is having a good time.
You knew everybody that you looked in the eye down on the floor there on the tables. You knew who they were, what they're thinking, what they wanted, what kind of music, what kind of tunes they wanted. It was just a lot of fun because you know everybody personally. You know their moods and their feelings and stuff and get them to join in singing. And it's just a great time, you know. And that's what I always loved all my life. And it's been with me and it'll always be with me. Just making people happy. And that's what life is about, I guess.
In a town of around 400 people on Beaver Island, nearly everyone Ed knew growing up sang, played a little piano or guitar, or at least danced the Beaver Island jig. Music was not a competition, but a pastime.
I have a lot of people that inspired my music. A couple fiddle players are gone now. Ed Sobey, he was a great, great fiddle player. He inspired me, and my father-in-law, Joe Gillespie, he played the piano. People like that inspire me. They're good musicians. You learn a lot from them, and they learn from you, and you learn together, you know. And just nobody says, I'm better than you, or you're better than I am, or anything like that. You know, it's everybody works together, and it makes a good party.
Every so often, Ed will get an itch to put some of his music on record as a memento for his friends and family. There's Ed Palmer's party tunes from Beaver Island, Ed's favorite harmonica tunes, and one he's especially proud of, Ed Palmer featuring his daughters Hillary Rose, Tara Marie, and Rita Jewell. All have natural musical talent, and Hillary in particular has made a point of learning and performing the classic country songs that have been played on Beaver Island since the 1930s.
But the time, old time music is kind of fading out, but you got to keep it going the best you can. And I want to keep it, pass it on down to my kids. So I just wanted to capture this stuff and put it on tape and to hang on to it for future years to have on. So I can wrap this up by saying I just want to thank everybody that ever listened to my music, that they stopped and paid attention and listened to it and had a good time and enjoyed it and continue on enjoying it through the future. And hope some of you people come up to Beaver Island and see us and play some music for you up here and have a good time. Nice place to come.
Ed Palmer of Beaver Island is on Facebook. He's launching a website soon called edpalmer.com, which will feature his music and more about Beaver Island. For WMUK's Arts and More, I'm Kara Lawrence.